working in the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught all.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh boy, I'm pulling out the thriller moves here in the studio this morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620. Now, why, pray tell, are we playing Halloween music? Because we got a big event coming up on Pensacola Beach this weekend. And here to tell us about that and, oh, so many other things, Jessica Simpson, our president and CEO, is here this morning, along with Josh Lucking, who is, your official title with Hampton Inn is?
Director of Sales.
Director of Sales, but you also are on the board of directors for the Pensacola Beach Chamber, as well as the recent chairman of the successful Taste of the Beach Festival. Correct?
That's correct.
Okay,
yes,
we got it all in there.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so I'm super excited. We had Nicole here a few minutes ago, and she was talking about, again, all the different events. Of course, the fair is opening tonight, and there's a lot happening. But for tomorrow night, Beach-o-ween.
Beach-o-ween.
Let's talk about that.
We just went through, I was telling Josh this morning, 3 days of Taste of the Beach, which was amazing yet again. And yet the 4 hours of Beach-o-ween, which is tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.,
right,
will wear me out worse than those 3 days I just had.
It's so true, because you have lots of goblins and gremlins running around.
Absolutely. And there's trick-or-treating, obviously. So every one of the vendors that will be there are going to host an activity of some sort at their booth. And then obviously, the kids say trick or treat, and you give them candy. And so, if you could just imagine standing at a table and leaning over, just like at a very small angle, and holding it there for
four hours
to put candy in their bag, it calls for like some sort of insurance coverage on massage or a chiropractor or something.
Stamina, absolutely, no question about it.
Goodness,
such a fun event. But let's backtrack a little bit, because I had the privilege of participating this year in a different way in Taste of the Beach. I have to say, I felt like the proud grandma. I was so.
You can call yourself a mom, proud mom.
I did. I was so excited because everything was spectacular. They have a 3-day festival, and I had talked about it a little bit, but Thursday night they had the incredible with the Coastal Sunset Cruise.
Which was incredible. Yes.
And so that I started the eating then.
Right. Well, you know, it's called Taste of the Beach. So
I know, you're not kidding. Friday night was the VIP trolley dinner, which if you have not done this, y'all, you've got to sign up to do this. 5 trolleys, 5 different restaurants, 5 different times. They go from one place to the next. I started out very robust, ate the whole thing.
Oh, you didn't pace yourself.
Well, I thought I was. By the 4th restaurant, I was like, uh-oh. and that's a fabulous event. And then Saturday, Taste of the Beach was all day long, and I was a judge for that. So then had to try 12 dishes.
Yeah, I think it was, yes, all of them participated.
Yeah. So. Needless to say, when I got on the scale Monday morning, it was not a happy camper.
It's funny. We had somebody comment before the event when it was on Facebook that she, I laughed out loud, and to your point, she commented, time to break out the maternity pants.
So true.
It's so true.
I didn't mean to guffaw there, but as you notice, I have my loose shirt on today.
No.
Baggy pants.
Well,
but
we're
talk
so
about
glad.
Some of it, because I'm just giving you sort of the participant's viewpoint, but this was successful. The weather was beautiful.
The weather is generally our best friend or our worst enemy. So that is true for every outdoor event, but this one is not any different. And so on our side, the planning of it is so much fun because we really get to celebrate those chefs that we have on the island.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sunset Cruise features one. Obviously, each of the trolley dinner locations features their creativity. And then the Taste of the Beach. We were excited. Not all of them will participate in the signature dish.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are chains, so it's a little difficult for them to sort of get creative. But they all did. And so fortunately and unfortunately, our food judges had a lot to do, a lot to eat, and so we're thankful for that, for you doing that.
Yes, I got wheelbarrowed out, by the way, but that's okay.
Yeah, and you know, we did a few things differently this year, and so it was a great success. And speaking of the signature dish, I would love, and we added the People's Choice Award, so I'd love to let everybody know, if you didn't already, that the Grand Marlin won our People's Choice Award.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
They had some great.
Ahi tuna nachos?
I think that was
one?
On their shrimp and grits.
Oh, on the shrimp and grits. Have. Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yep. And then our signature dish winners, their third place went to Sean Wheeler at Shaggy's, who has been in the top three for the last 3 years in a row.
Well, he won the last two, didn't
that's
he?
That's correct, yeah. Yes. And then second place went to our chef from Casino Beach Bar. And then first place went to Chef Johnny Key from Salt, which is inside the Hilton.
And that was the lobster ravioli.
And that was the lobster ravioli, which he featured on the VIP trolley dinner.
Yes, he did.
That's
the one
dish.
That did me in. when it came back the next day, I thought, oh, now I'm in trouble.
when our trolley got there, we always ride the last trolley because we get everybody off and then jump on the last one. And so when we got there, and we tasted it. I was leaving, and I was like, Chef Johnny, that was great. And he was like, well, what do I win? Is there an award for that, he said. And, he ended up being the favorite for the trolley dinner. But it turns out he brought it to Taste of the Beach,
yes.
And he did actually win. So I was very
hands
happy for
down.
Him.
It was really, really good. But that's the thing that's so great about this festival, because it's been a tradition for a number of years. Mm-hmm. But it showcased, people don't realize, in the summertime, you've got the hospitality. They're doing fried shrimp. You know, they're doing all the fast foods. They've got hundreds of thousands of visitors the whole summer long.
Yeah,
and
quick serve.
The quick serve. And this is a chance for them to show their skills, because we have some award-winning chefs on our beach that have been here a long time.
That's right.
Because several of them have had awards from all kinds of culinary contests and invitationals and things like that.
Yes, and thanks to our premier sponsor, Innisfree Hotels, we had Manny Rodriguez, who is their corporate director of food and beverage, that always gives a ticket, starting, I think, 3 years ago,
a co-event with us. They had the
That's
food
right.
challenge, came to Pensacola Beach the
That's
next
right.
day. So we had a second day of the Taste of the Beach.
And so because of that, there's a ticket to the World Food Challenge, which is a competition held nationally that they have now donated 3 years in a row. To the winner of our signature dish,
a golden ticket.
A golden ticket, that's right. It's a great picture of Johnny with his golden ticket. And so Josh works for Innisfree Hotels. Hampton is part of that. And so Chef Johnny is one of their company chefs, I should say. And so we're very thankful for that partnership. And for Josh, he's also the chairman of this event. I get to work with Josh for like 4 months out of the year, and then I don't see him anymore. And so let me just take
She's
this opportunity.
She's very thankful for that.
No, not at
That's
all.
That's not true.
I'm trying to
That's
pull him into
true.
The other ones. But just a quick thank you to you and the amount of time that you put into this, and the support that we have from Innisfree and from Hampton and from everyone around you, for sure.
And the other major sponsors, some of the ones that you
mentioned
them too.
Yeah, there's also Kelly Beach Liquors came on this year. They are very instrumental in our Art and Wine Fest, and so it was kind of an interesting situation that brought Beach Liquors on, and we presented it to them, and Mike Kelly is of the Kelly family. Jumped at the opportunity, so they were great help. Our four trolley dinner locations, Salt, Shaggy's, Flounders,
Incredible.
Crabs, and our new one, the Pensacola Beach Resort. We could not have done it without them. And then, as always, Bamboo Willie's is a big partner for this event. And then Gulf Coast Insurance came on this year. And let's see, we had a few others that I'm trying to think of off the top of my head. Oh, Bella Magazine, Florida Power and Light, and then Gulf Breeze Natural Gas, as always.
Excellent. Okay, well, we're going to come back and I'm going to get the scoop from Josh from that chairman's perspective. And we'll also talk about the upcoming events that are coming to the beach. Y'all do a great job at the Pensacola Beach Chamber. And if someone wants to join, we'll also mention how you can do that. But in the meantime, got to run a couple of commercials here. So we'll do that and come back to Pep Talk. If you've got a question for them, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We are here this morning with Josh Lucking, who's on the board of directors at Pensacola Beach Chamber and also is with sales with Hampton Inn, and Jessica Simpson, president and CEO. I'm talking fast because we have so much more to get to. So, Josh, tell us a little bit about your experience with Taste of the Beach. Maybe from, well, first of all, I want to emphasize again that there are only two full-time employees at the Chamber. So an entire event that serves thousands of people over a 3-4 day period is done by volunteers, and you are one of the volunteers. Talk about that, and how does it benefit your business to be involved with the Chamber?
Yeah, it's a great question, because Jessica and the other Christine do a fantastic job, just as you did before you stepped away. So
thank you.
One of the biggest things to me when you're volunteering and when you're being part of something, the people that you are with make it what it is. Mm-hmm. And between you, Jessica, yeah, it's a long 3 days. We put a lot of work into that, but I'm happy to do it. Mm-hmm. Because the event is so successful, every business on the beach benefits, our hotels benefit. You know, we were sold out last weekend.
And we have a lot of people, believe it or not, that do come in from out of town for this event.
Correct. I met several Saturday. I met a couple from Louisiana. So it is definitely a benefit when you see thousands of people out there enjoying themselves, hopefully trying some places they may not have tried. Mm-hmm. The fact that our restaurants really go all in.
Very it's competitive. Hard.
Yes. They want to win. Mm-hmm. Like, they want to win. Yeah. Trust me. I sold these guys restaurant equipment for years and years before I changed careers. Uh-huh. And they give me a hard time. They're like, dude, why didn't we win? I'm like, I'm not a judge, man. I'm just there to set up the event. So, you know, I'm good. I'm glad that you're competitive. And mm-hmm. I get done and yeah, we're all tired and everything else, but I look at it as such a place of being thankful, because of volunteers, because of our restaurants that do put so much effort into it and do take it so very seriously. Mm-hmm. It's just an amazing event to be around,
yeah,
and to be part of.
Well, you do an amazing job coordinating that. And he also is a big help during the Blue Angels event. Just want to throw that out there.
That's correct.
So he's an active board member that we really appreciate.
Josh talks about how exhausting it is after Taste of the Beach. And Josh is over here like little tease trying to make next year 4 days.
So. Yep.
So why am I not surprised?
Well, only to benefit the Chamber.
It used to be a 2-day festival, both days,
correct,
many years ago.
Correct.
So, yep. And then things happened in COVID. And so we brought it back 3 years ago. And I'm just so excited to see it growing and getting better year to year. It's awesome.
It's awesome. One thing I will add is when we were out there, my child was there and a couple of her friends, and they kind of asked, hey, does anybody have French fries or like something that, you know, kids that don't have a palate, like the normal stuff. And so I went around to every tent. I don't know if I told Josh this. Maybe I did. And no one had like French fries or chicken tenders.
They all brought
something that truly made it like a foodie festival.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's neat.
Yeah, it was awesome. Although, yeah, like if you're out there and you're listening and you're one of our restaurants and you want to make French fries, I think they'd go over, or chicken tenders just for the kids aspect, go 100%. Over really well.
Yeah, well, we got to totally give a shout out too to some of the bars and some of the other folks that are out there too. Bamboo Willie's, our friend Robert Glein, has been such a supporter of the Chamber over the years. And of course, big role this weekend with the big Beach of a Ween event.
That's right.
Friday night.
That's right.
So we have to give a shout out to them. There's some others I think you might want to mention.
Yeah, we had McGuire's out there doing their a couple of their craft beers. They did the McGuire's Irish Red, and then did their light beer, which is in like that Mick Ultra vein.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we had the Sneaky Tiki out there, and she basically had a full bar.
Oh boy.
And was
no
basically
line at all. Not popular.
Yeah, beating them off with a stick because she was so busy. Like, it was crazy how busy she was.
It was.
So
that's great.
Another wonderful addition that we started, I think, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It's just a great, well-rounded event to include all that we have out there.
Something for everyone. Yeah. For
well,
sure.
Shout out to Monette Hodges with Dancingly Yours,
yes,
because
absolutely.
When I first started with the festival about 3 years ago, and they said, well, the very first thing we do is we have these little kids come out and dance. And I thought, oh boy,
exciting.
That sounds exciting. Well, I couldn't have been more wrong.
That's right.
Because at 10 o'clock the first day, packed house.
Yes.
Full. The kids were amazing. They perform every year.
And they love it. She says
they
love
great.
It.
And it's just a great kickoff. And it makes it a family event. So
that's
the
right.
whole day there's entertainment and things like that going on.
Yeah.
We had a rock band this year. I mean,
that's
there's
right.
all different things.
That's right.
So there's something for everybody.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So this event is passed. a big success.
Mark your calendars for next year in October sometime.
Absolutely. So what's coming up for
another
the chamber?
Tease.
Yep. What's coming up for the chamber now?
Oh gosh, the chamber itself. We have got Beachoween. I know we've gone over that.
Tomorrow night.
Yep. We'll be out there at the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk with and then we'll be at the chiropractors on Monday. And then on Tuesday, we've got our business after hours. So
that's right.
We do really great festivals with our chamber, but we also do chamber things. Mm-hmm. So business after hours is sponsored by Emmanuel Shepherd and Condon. And
it will be
at the new Bounce Beach, Pensacola.
Oh, nice.
So we're excited to host that. And then we, as far as planning, roll into what we call Season Your Holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are our Christmas events. So I'm just now looking at the press release for the Lighted Boat Parade.
Yay, one of my favorites.
I know, it's such a good one. And last year it was great. Yep. Really, everybody did such a great job. That will be on Friday, December 5th.
Wow.
Starts at 6:30, right behind Shaggy's. We'll go around the Sabine, under the Bob Sykes Bridge, and then over to Quietwater, where we'll drop off Santa, and then Santa will be at the boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 days after that, on Sunday, December 7th, is our what we call the Surf and Santa Beach Parade at 2 p.m., which rolls just like the Mardi Gras Parade down Via de Luna, where there will be no ECUA construction in our
Yay.
Way. They're actually doing a very good job with that, moving quite well down Via de Luna. So we appreciate that. And then, as you know, we do the New Year's Eve fireworks.
Right.
So those,
That's
again,
right.
will go off at midnight on New Year's Eve. Thank you to Santa Rosa Island Authority and the Escambia County Tourist Development Council for those. And then... No rest for the weary. January 1st is our big polar bear plunge.
Oh, boy.
At Paradise Bar and Grill. Right. So that's always a fun one.
Well, you'll have to come back and talk about all those events because we've got so much, a lot of things happening between now and then. And you started a new program I'm very excited about, your leadership program.
That's right. Radiate.
Yes. Talk about that. We've got just a minute or so here.
Oh, sure. So Radiate is a 4-month program that will lead a class of about 20 to 25 through a leadership development curriculum with our friends at Calair. And so we're excited to announce who those class members are. We'll probably do that today or tomorrow.
Oh, how exciting.
Mm-hmm. And they'll have orientation and they'll just get a true training through half their days. And then they'll experience the island and some other fun stuff on the second half of their days. And that will go from November to February.
And this sounds, it's a brand new program. Very exciting.
Yes.
So kudos to you for getting that implemented.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm going to take a quick break here, but we still have a couple more things to talk about. So don't go away. Talking with Jessica and Josh with Pensacola Beach Chamber. We'll be back right after the break. Welcome back to Pep Talk, talking with our friends at the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. We're going to wrap it up here. It looks like we may have some breaking news coming in. So let's talk about, I believe we have some chamber members traveling abroad.
Yes, actually something fun we did this year was organize a chamber travel trip.
Uh-huh.
And they are there. They are in Portugal for the next 9 days. There are specific travel agents that work with chambers. And so we decided to take the leap and did a trip this year. So I just got a picture of the Porto Chamber of Commerce in Portugal, which doesn't look anything like ours.
It looks like the Louvre.
It is a castle. Very beautiful. But I'm excited for them. I'm excited to see how the trip goes when they get back next Wednesday, I believe.
Okay. And Josh, if you can't make it to Portugal, where can you go?
Now is the time of the year to come out to the beach. The crowds are much smaller, especially after this coming weekend. Our rates at the hotels have dropped. It is very financially
yes.
feasible to come out, support your restaurant, support your businesses on the beach, have a staycation and do it very reasonably. It's a great time. The weather's perfect. The Gulf is gorgeous. Come on out.
Sounds great. Okay. All of these events, all of these things, year-round and networking events, year-round advantages and benefits, how do we join the chamber?
If any of this sounds like a good idea,
something
you'd like to be a part of, you can join the chamber by going to PensacolaBeachChamber.com. Our rate is $275 for an off-beach business, $200 to start for the first year if you are on the beach. So very affordable. And we love to connect people to make it a mutually beneficial connection for each one of them. So please come and use the energy that we have and the events that we put together to grow your business.
Absolutely. Great location right there on Pensacola Beach at the Pensacola Beach Visitor Center, which is open 7 days a week.
That
so
is
you can
correct.
Always stop by.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Jessica Simpson, President and CEO, Josh Lucking, who is here with Hampton Inn, is also on our board of directors, chairman of Pensacola Beach, Taste of the Beach, also has been our chair for the Navy Blue Angel show. Just a few things on here that you did for us.
Love to do it.
Thank you both for being here. Looks like we may have some breaking news in a moment, so don't go away. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.